So if you're getting ready to start your application for a B1 B2 visa, but you're not exactly sure how to do it, then this one's for you. So whether or not you want to get a B1 B2 visa as a tourist, or you need this visa because you want to or are currently working on a yacht, then this video is for you. Fortunately for you, I have more than the necessary experience with this because I've had to apply for my B1 B2 visa twice because some stole my passport when I was working on a yacht in Ibiza. So my last point where I got my visa was actually in Madrid in Spain. So while the steps are still fresh in my memory, let's get to it. So step one, where will you be applying for this visa? So what country are you going to be applying for the visa for? Whatever that country is, go onto that country's US Embassy government website. And then navigate through the site and find the visa section. Now, pay attention if there are any restrictions regarding you and the visa. It'll be on a notice board right at the beginning of the site. So if it doesn't relate to you, then you're good to go. Let's go to the next step. So step two, you want to find the B1 B2 visa application form. I believe this is called the DS-160. Find this form, read through it in the meantime. Take note of the questions that you don't have the answers to in this moment. This will just give you the opportunity to go and gather all the information so that when you do come back, you're good to go. Step three, pay the visa application fee. So this is a non-refundable fee. You have to pay it. I can't really tell you what it is because it'll be in whatever currency it is based on the country that you are in. Pay the fee because you can't actually book an appointment or submit your form without paying this fee first. Once you've paid the fee, you will have a confirmation page. So what I usually do is I print that to a PDF and I print a physical copy as well so that I have both. In case I lose the physical copy, then I have the electronic one. But make sure that you have a copy of your the confirmation that you've paid. Step number four, go and get your passport photo done. So it's really important here to go to a place that actually does passport photos because the requirements for a US visa photo is different to a normal passport photo. I've given you a link in the description below that actually takes you to a site where it explains the dimensions, but just go to a photo booth or to like a photo printing place that actually does passport photos. It'll make your life so much easier. But step four, go get your photos sorted. Please let me know in the comments if this will be your first time applying for a visa, or maybe it'll be your first time applying for an American visa. Let me know. Maybe I can share some words of wisdom. Step five, complete and submit your DS-160 form. Now, the last time I applied for my visa, I had the opportunity to save and come back and carry on completing the form. I'm not sure if that's still the case today, but just in case it isn't, make sure that you have all the information ready, complete the form and submit it. Okay, so the next step is you want to book your interview or book your appointment. So when the last time I did this, it actually prompted me to do this straight after I submit the application form. I'm not sure if that's still the same process, but either way, you really want to make sure that you book your interview straight after you've submitted everything. Something to take into account. Being able to get an appointment, you could be waiting a week. Some countries you could be waiting months. So something to take into account is maybe go and look how long it would take you to get an appointment, just so that you have an idea of how long you have to wait until you can actually get the interview. So I've given you a link in the description below where it explains, depending on your country, how long you would have to wait for the next available interview. Step seven, get your documents sorted. Now, the way that it works is that the officials are basically trained in a sense that anybody who is applying for a visa is trying to move into the country and then they're not going to want to leave. So you have to prove that you've got ties in your home country. If you're applying as a tourist, like if you're just coming in as a visitor briefly, you have to prove why you have to return to your home country, whether it is that you have a job, you know, you own an apartment, whatever your ties are, here is the documentation that you will need in order to prove that. Now, if you are going over with the intent of working on a yacht, then it will actually be a business visa. So it's a B1 visa. then you will need your contract crew list. And I've given you a link in the description below that gives you a whole list of all the documents that you would need in order to get that done. So just keep that in mind. On the site itself, they'll also give you a list of other documents that you would need. Obviously, keeping in mind that you would need the confirmation of your payment, a confirmation of the appointment that you made, and a whole list of other things. So look at the website, get all your documents sorted, and then let's go to the next step. All right, so your last step is to actually go to the interview. Now, please don't freak out. As long as you have all your paperwork and your passport and your photo and everything that they ask you to have with you on, from the website, then you should be good to go. Just stay calm and stay organized. Just make sure that you have everything ready and it's easily accessible so nobody has to wait for you. And that's it. That is the whole process of getting the B1, B2 visa. Now, after the visa, I know, for example, in certain countries, you have the opportunity to go and collect the visa the next day or a few days later, or they will mail it to you. So this is really dependent on the embassy that you are dealing with. They all have different systems. So just pay attention to that. You can also ask them. I know, for example, in Madrid, they prefer to post it to you, but they give you the opportunity to go fetch it at the postal service before they actually mail it out to you. So just pay attention to that. If there's an opportunity for you to get your passport back sooner, then obviously that's the way to go. Okay, so that's it for the whole B1, B2 visa application process. I will be doing a few other videos regarding certain things to keep in mind as far as your paperwork and all that stuff is concerned. Don't forget to check out the links below. And please, if you know of anyone, maybe a friend or a sibling or anybody that still needs to go and get their B1, B2 visa, help them out. Share this video with them. It can really make the whole process so much easier. And as always, if you are wanting to get into the yachting industry and you would like and you have a whole bunch of questions, come on over to the Start Yachting group. There's a whole team of us in there who are ready and willing to answer any questions that you might have. It truly is a safe place to come and ask anything.